Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore takes first base on ball four. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Burleson moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Wilfong fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Rice scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson fields the ball and throws to Stanley covering. Safe. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Watson hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Redfern now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Watson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Watson reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Watson moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Evans reaches second base with a double. Watson scores. Hobson moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hobson tags and scores. Evans tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for John Castano. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Powell moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Dick Drago now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Powell scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sizemore scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.